Listening Library presents Trickster's Choice by Tamara Pierce. Read for you by Trini Alvarado. In a time of fear, the one who I promised will come to the Raqqa, bearing glory in her train and justice in her hand. She will restore the god to his proper temple and his children to her right hand. She will be twice royal, wise, and beloved, a living emblem of truth to her people. She will be attended by a wise one, the cunning one, the strong one, the warrior, and the crows. She will give a home to all, and the Kudurung will fly in her honor. From the Kiprish Prophecy, written in the year 200 H.E. From the Luaran Conquest, New Rulers in the Copper Isles, by Micha Bourdeurs of Queen's Cove, published in 312 H.E. In the bloody decades before the year 174 of the human era, the Kiprish Isles were locked in strife. Rival branches of the royal house traded the throne on a number of occasions. In turn, the crown had lost control over the warring houses of the Raqqa, or native, nobility. Scholars said of those years that only the jungles prospered, for the trees and vines fed on the blood of the Raqqa. During this time, the Isles exported more slaves than imported them. Victors sold their enemies into the eastern and southern lands only to enter slavery in their own turn when they lost the next battle. Queen Imiari VI of the House of Haiming made repeated attempts to negotiate peace among the Raqqa. Her efforts failed. She was overthrown after 12 years of rule. Her successor and murderer, Queen Dilzubai.